10 Dark Secrets of Your City. Hello, my name is Deep, and I live and work in Kolkata, or Calcutta, as she was once called. And apart from my work in radio, I'm also a blogger, writing primarily about history, often the history of ordinary things. Take, for example, the city you live in. Do you often feel that there's nothing to do in your hometown? Nothing to see? No interesting stories to tell? Or maybe perhaps there are, but you have seen it all and done it all, right? After all, you live there. You're not a tourist. But that's where you're wrong. Every city has secrets, stories that few people know. And in this series, I'll be telling you about these secrets, the dark secrets that your city hides. And I'll start, of course, with my city. In the previous episode, I was telling you about the Calcutta South Club and how this now posh club was built over what was once the Kasia Bagan Muslim Cemetery. If you think that's shocking, let me tell you a little more. South Club isn't the only example of this. Loads of things in Calcutta are built on top of cemeteries. But let me start with the cemetery that still stands. Park Street is Calcutta's main street. It's sort of the Broadway of Kolkata, if you will. At the southeastern end of the street, near the crossing of Park Street and what was once the Maratha Ditch, lies the South Park Street Cemetery. South Park Street is Calcutta's most popular colonial cemetery. The earliest grave here is from 1768, and the most recent one is from 1903. But few people wonder about that name. South Park Street. So where is the North Park Street Cemetery? There certainly was one, and one of the most famous people buried there was James Achilles Kirkpatrick, hero of William Dalrymple's White Mughals. But after independence, the British government refused to pay for the upkeep of civilian cemeteries in India, and the Bengal government couldn't afford to maintain both North and South Park Street, so North Park Street was sold, and the funds used to maintain South Park Street Cemetery. So what happened to the land? There's a church and a hospital there now. The Assembly of God Church and the Mercy Hospital. A hospital built on top of a graveyard. Are you getting horror film ideas? Well, hold on, because there's more. You see, the old name of Park Street was Burial Ground Road. And that's because the street contained not one or two, but four cemeteries. Apart from North and South Park Street, there was also a French cemetery and the Mission Cemetery. So what happened to these two? In their place now stands the APJ School. I wonder how the students would react if you told them that they may be walking on old bones. But these are cemeteries that have been forgotten. No one remembers that they were once there. But what about cemeteries that don't exist but are still remembered? Ever heard of something called the Kabristan Bazaar? Yep, that's in Calcutta's central Muslim neighborhood of Kolutola. Turns out it used to be a Jewish burial ground, and then, don't ask me how, it got sold and a market was built right on top of it. How horrifying. But just like in Harry Potter, Professor Dumbledore says that all magic leaves traces. There are some cemeteries that have left a tiny trace behind. Ask any college student where Nujrul Moncho is, and they'll direct you to the auditorium by the Dhakuriya Lake, that is Calcutta's premier concert venue. From rock bands to classical musicians, everyone has performed at Nujrul Moncho. But almost no one realizes that it was once a Muslim cemetery. Even fewer people know that there's one grave still intact, and it's located right next to the ladies' washroom. But the most interesting case is that of the Pir Baba Shrine under the railway tracks. This is in a neighborhood called Narkoldanga. Railway tracks were built over what was once a Muslim cemetery here, sometime during the British Raj, but one small stretch required a bridge to be built. The legend is that every time the bridge was built, it would collapse. Then a local man told them that a certain Pir, or holy man, was buried right under the spot where they were having trouble. And until his memory was honored in some way, the bridge would never ever be completed. The engineers, being God-fearing men and probably deadline-fearing men, built a recess right into the wall of the bridge, marking the spot. The tracks held and all was well. That recess is still there. And for locals, it has become a dargah. where they say their prayers and leave their offerings. Found these stories interesting? Want some more? Why don't you go ahead and Google Invisible Cemeteries of Kolkata, and you'll find an article that I wrote a long time ago, which has even more detail. But there are more stories about Calcutta, of course. And in the next episode, I will tell you about how the city witnessed one of the greatest massacres in the history of modern India. Until then, this has been 10 Dark Secrets of Your City. My name is Deep. See ya.